Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ako si Hallie Fernando at ito ang Meditation Muna. If you've been following the podcast, you know that I'm very interested in the intersection between psychology and mindfulness. Today, I'm going to talk about the concept of limiting beliefs and explore ways we can free ourselves from limiting beliefs using techniques from the fields of psychology and mindfulness. Kung interesado ka sa prosesong ito, ihanda ang iyong journal at panulat. Sa aking karanasan bilang yoga at meditation teacher, madalas kong marinig ang mga sumusunod na limiting belief. And honestly, I have held some of the same limiting beliefs myself. Wala akong kwenta. I am not good enough. I am a failure. I don't deserve help. Lagi na lang akong sawi sa pag-ibig. I am not worthy of love. I will only be happy and beautiful when I look a certain way. A limiting belief is an acceptance and assumption that something about yourself, others, or the world is true. Pero tinatawag itong limiting dahil nagiging hadlang ito. It keeps us from reaching our full potential and prevents us from growing. Ang importanteng malaman tungkol sa limiting beliefs ay sila ay natututunan. No one is born with a limiting belief. We learn them, often as children, through conditioning or sometimes through an embarrassing or traumatic event. Magbibigay ako ng halimbawa ng aking personal na limiting beliefs at kung saan sila nag-ugat. Noong teenager ako, napaka-conscious ko sa aking timbang. Gusto kong maging balingkinitan at naniwala ako na kung hindi ako payat, hindi ako kaakit-akit. Nanggaling ang limiting belief na ito sa media na puro balingkinitang babae ang pinapakita sa mga magazine at palabas. Pero may mas malalim itong pinagmulan. Noong bata ako, madalas kong makita ang aking nanay na nagpapapayat. Kung ano-anong mga dieta at weight loss supplement ang kanyang sinusubukan. Mayroon din siyang mga kaibigan na ganito ang ginagawa. From a very young age, I was surrounded by older women who were unhappy with the way they looked and were constantly chasing after a number on the scale. I picked this up and started imbibing this belief. It took years for me and my mother to unlearn this conditioning. And to be honest, I still sometimes fall prey to this limiting belief. The difference is, I am now mindful of it. I am now able to catch myself. I know where the belief is coming from and understand that my worth is not dictated by my dress size or a number on the scale. Ang isa pang limiting belief na pinanghawakan ko ay hindi ko kailangan ng tulong, na isang kahinaan ang paghingi ng tulong. Panganay ako at mula grade school hanggang high school, student leader ako. I was praised and rewarded in school and at home for asserting independence and doing things on my own. The praise made me feel good, so I made it a point to be as independent as I could. Pero noong dumating na ang panahon na kinakailangan ko ng tulong, takot ako hingin ito. Baka isipin ng mga tao ako ay weak o helpless. Napakalalim ng conditioning na ito dahil kahit noong nakaranas ako ng pang-aabuso, 6 na taon ang lumipas bago ako humingi ng tulong. According to Psychology Today magazine, limiting beliefs can range from subtle self-sabotage to self-destruction. Sometimes they are so subtle and so ingrained that we don't even recognize them as such. Yet, limiting beliefs affect how we see ourselves and how we interact with the world. So, paano nga ba pakawalan ang mga limiting belief? Una sa lahat, kailangan natin ito kilalanin. If you are unable to pinpoint a limiting belief, you can try identifying fears or insecurities you may have. From there, try tracing it to a belief you may be holding about yourself or others. Ang susunod na paraan ay inner child work. Ginagamit ito sa psychology at mindfulness bilang paraan ng paghilom ng trauma at limiting belief. One thing to note is that inner child work is a process that takes time. It is not always easy, and it is not something that can be done in one episode. My goal today is to introduce the practice and get you started in the process. Or, if you are already familiar with the process, to support you in it. Ang susunod na quote ay galing kay Dr. Stephen Diamond, isang clinical at forensic psychologist. We were all once children, and still have that child dwelling within us. But most adults are quite unaware of this. This lack of conscious relatedness to our own inner child is precisely where so many behavioral, emotional, and relationship difficulties stem from. The inner child comprises positive qualities, but it also holds our accumulated childhood hurts, traumas, fears, and angers. True adulthood hinges on acknowledging, accepting, and taking responsibility for loving and parenting one's own inner child. End of quote. Now, I invite you to think of a limiting belief you hold. Go ahead and write this limiting belief in your journal using the first person point of view. Gaya ng sabi ko kanina, this takes time. Maaring i-pause ang episode kung kailangan. Now, make a list of times when this limiting belief was taught and reinforced. Try to be as specific as possible. Try to go back as far as you can and include the year or age you were when these happened. Halimbawa, kung gagawin ko ito sa limiting belief ko na hindi ko kailangan ng tulong, pwede kong ilista ang mga sumusunod. 6 na taong gulang, sabi ni Mama, mabuti akong ate dahil kaya kong alagaan ang kapatid ko mag-isa. 10 taong gulang, pumanaw ang tatay ko. Narinig ko ang nanay kong nakikipag-usap sa kanyang mga kaibigan. Sabi niya, swerte siya na independent ang kanyang mga anak sa eskwelahan at mga gawaing bahay. High school. Pinuri ako ng aking teacher noong may ginawa akong project mag-isa. Kahit ito ay group work at walang ginawa ang aking mga kagrupo. And so on. Take your time. You can always hit pause and go back to this podcast after you finish your list. Now, I will guide you through a meditation which you can do for each of the items on your list. Simulan natin sa pinaka-recent na nasa listahan. Keep that in mind as we begin practice. Tara, meditation muna. Find a comfortable seat. Pag handa ka na, maari nang pumikit. Malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. I-relax ang katawan. Surrender to practice. You are in a safe space. Muli, malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. Become aware of the surface underneath you, supporting you as you sit. Pansinin ang damit na nakadikit sa iyong katawan. Pansinin ang hangin na dumadaplis sa iyong balat. Dalhin ang atensyon papasok. See if you can sense subtler sensations inside the body. Bring all your awareness to the space between your eyebrows behind the forehead. This area is sometimes called the mind's eye or the third eye center. Imagine you are watching a scene. Bring to mind one of the instances when your limiting belief was taught or reinforced. In this scene, you are the observer. We will go into a few seconds of silence so you can watch the memory play out in your head without any judgments. Imagine entering the scene to approach your younger self right after this limiting belief was taught or reinforced. Knowing what you know now, knowing how this limiting belief has affected your life, what would you tell your younger self? How would you comfort, validate, and support them? yakapin ang iyong younger self. Pasalamatan siya para sa oportunidad na ito. The opportunity to heal and to grow. Malalim na hinga papasok at palabas. Paghanda ka na, maaari nang dumilat. Pag may oras ka, gawin ang prosesong ito para sa iba pang item na nasa listahan. Start with the most recent, going as far back as you can. Maybe for some instances, you need more time with your younger self. Baka imbis na pag-meditate, mas epektibo para sa'yo ang pag-journal. Take all the time you need. I hope this episode encourages you to keep exploring, nurturing, and healing your inner child. Remember, it is a long process. Be patient and kind with yourself. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. You can find me on Instagram at Meditation Muna. Ang Meditation Muna ay isang Puma Podcast production. Sundan ito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, o kung saan ka man nakikinig.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.